Hello and welcome. My name is Moses. I'm welcoming you to my Life Now podcast once again. Let's discuss the matters of maturity. What is spiritual maturity? There are many ways to talk about maturity, but often the process of becoming an adult comes to mind. Growing up is more than just getting older enough. One's age does not necessarily reflect one's maturity. When thinking about the Christian life, the Bible speaks of spiritual maturity in a similar way. For example, Paul describes the church in Corinth as infants in Christ, who could not be given solid food because they were not able to receive it. In his book, Stages of Faith, a psychologist by the name Brian Donohan, he notes this. We all begin the pilgrimage of faith as infants. However, we are not intended to remain infants in Christ, or even children for that matter. In the letter to the Ephesians, Paul writes, as a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, Jesus Christ. Clearly, Paul's desire is for the church to have a grown-up or mature faith. When speaking of maturity, Paul often used the word teleos in Greek, which can be translated as mature or perfect or even complete. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13, Paul longs for all to attain to the unity of the faith and all the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature person, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ himself. However, in the letter to the Ephesians, spiritual maturity is not just an individual goal, but the goal for the entire body of Christ. Stephen Rankin, in his book, Aiming at Maturity, the goal of Christian life defines a spiritual mature Christian as one whose whole character, dispositions, words, and actions emulate the character of Jesus Christ himself. In Ephesians 4:12, Paul calls on the church in Ephesus to be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love just as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as fragrant aroma. Spiritual maturity is a goal that all Christians should be striving after as they seek to imitate God and live out Christ's love. There's a need for spiritual maturity. Since the year of 2014, I have served as a teacher of the Bethel Baptist Church. Since the year of 2014, I have served as a teacher of the Bethel Holiness Church in Kigali, Rwanda. The churches are made up of mostly older adults, though there are a few young families in two of the churches. The ethnic makeup is closely mirrors the community. The churches share a pastor as well as some ministries, including the children, the youth program, and other ministries. The churches have all been in decline for several years, although the community around them has grown during that time. One of the possible reason for this decline is the apparent lack of focus on discipleship ministries and spiritual growth overall. Participation in discipleship opportunities like Bible study, Sunday school, and other small accountability groups is limited to a few people. The problem is that there is no discipleship taking place, but that many members of the church can seem contented and satisfied where they are spiritually. Talking about spiritual maturity, it's not something that we can attain it in one day or two days, maybe in 1 year's time span. No, it's something to be nurtured day by day. To address the need of spiritual renewal and to encourage the members to strive for spiritual maturity in the churches, I originally thought to do a year-long reading plan which would provide the basis for my sermons and adult Bible study. Participating in the Bible study will use a journal to write reflections on the text that they read each week. As I neared the end of year-long series, I decided more focused approach was needed. After some discernment, I decided to do a sermon series on Ephesians to promote spiritual maturity as the goal for the Christian life. I then added the dimension of Bible study on Sunday night and will follow the sermon and go deeper into the text itself and the surrounding verses. I spent a week on each chapter and preached from a select verses from each chapter. Why Ephesians? In case you are wondering why I picked Ephesians for this series, one of the main themes seen throughout the letter is the idea of spiritual maturity. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 19, Paul offers an intercessory prayer that the church in Ephesus will receive spiritual wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of God and enlightened eyes of their hearts. In chapter 2 and 3, Paul seeks In chapter 2 and 3, Paul speaks to the foundation that make spiritual growth possible. Paul described the church made up of Jew, Gentile, being born again of a foundation. In this, the theme of maturity is most clearly seen in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 16. Paul described the gift that God has given the church to equip the saints of the ministry and to build up the body of Christ so that all can become spiritually mature, verse 11 and verse 13. Paul calls the church in Ephesians to have grown up in faith like Jesus, 14 and 16. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, Paul implores the church to be imitators of God and to walk in love in Christ's example. Finally, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 17, Paul commands the church to put on the full armor of God, which will help them stand strong in their faith against spiritual attack. So, first of all, Paul talks about spiritual maturity. After talking about spiritual maturity, then he comes now to admonish them, to encourage them, now to be the imitators of God himself. After that, in chapter 6, now he talks about putting on the full armor of God. You cannot put the full armor of God if you are not imitators of God, if you are not spiritually mature. First of all, you need to be spiritually mature, then you become imitators of God, of Christ himself, then you put the full armor of God. Because you cannot be a soldier before training. So spiritual maturity is a time by which you ought to be trained, to be given enough training equipment, to be equipped in such a way that whenever you will encounter any obstacle along the way in your journey, you'll be able to withstand it. Remember, Jesus told his disciples that pray so that you may not fall into temptation. I mean, prayer doesn't make us not fall. I mean, doesn't make us not to encounter temptation. But prayer enables us that whenever we can encounter temptation, we shall never be a victim to it. We become victors, not victims to the temptation. So what temptation comes to do is to draw you away from your lane, to take you away from your faith. But Jesus said that whenever you pray, the temptation shall never befall you. He said that pray that you may not fall into it. So prayer enables us to stand strong. So how can you pray and stand strong? You can only pray and apply this principle of prayer when you become spiritually mature. A spiritually mature man or a spiritually mature woman will know how to pray. You pray according to the will of God. You pray according to the will and purpose of God. You pray telling God that, oh Lord, this is your word. You pray according to the word of God, according to what God said in his holy scriptures. So a good prayer warrior is a good Bible reader. So if you want to be a prayer warrior, read the Bible, meditate the Bible, digest the Bible, apply the Bible in your life, and you will live a life that even you will be amazed with whatever you are doing and the kind of faith you are having. So my conclusion is, we ought to be spiritually mature. We ought to be spiritually mature in every way possible, so that whenever any storms of life arises, we shall able to stand still and be able to withstand every storm of life. The Bible says that a righteous man is like a palm tree. A righteous man flourishes like a palm tree. That's according to the book of Psalms chapter 92. So a palm tree, when the wind comes, a palm tree will bow down to the wind. They'll bow to the wind. It can go down, but when the wind subsides, the palm tree will stand up again, upright again. You'll never realize that it ever bowed down to the wind. So a righteous man flourishes like a palm tree. What does it mean? A palm tree doesn't, even though it bends, but it doesn't break. So a righteous man will always flourish like a palm tree. But what will make you flourish like a palm tree? You will only flourish like a palm tree if your trust, faith, and everything focuses on God Almighty, focusing on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So the word of God will enable us to be spiritually mature, to attain spiritually maturity in our life. Let me tell you this, maturity is not compared by age. You can be 80 years old, but you're not mature. You can be 20 years old and you're not mature. So premature death is not the death that comes as a result of dying in younger age. A premature death is a death by which you die without fulfilling the purpose by which you were born for. Thank you so much. My name is Moses. Meet me again in my next podcast. Thank you so much and be blessed.